We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And when I was growing up, I always heard the adults say, you have to eat your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Make sure you eat all your fruits and all your vegetables.
Really good.
Five servings a day of fruits and five more servings of vegetables.
I feel like you have some weird adults in your life when you're a child.
They wouldn't break down serving size, but...
Well, that was the thing. But now, scientists are surprisingly saying, maybe hold off on that fourth carrot.
Really? Why? You can't eat too many carrots.
No, they actually came out with a study and said, don't overdo it on vegetables.
Wait, really?
Isn't that amazing?
I like to hear that.
I've never heard this before.
What's the reason, and who is the scientist?
Recently, a team of researchers followed the eating habits of more than 100,000 people for over 30 years, and they found that people who ate too many vegetables did not lead a longer and healthier life.
Oh, they just led a more miserable one because they were passing on the cheeseburgers?
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
Just eating all the bland foods.
And they're constantly on the toilet with all that fiber, wasting their life away.
Are you sure that this wasn't like, I don't know, sponsored by Taco Bell?
Why are you questioning it, Brooke? It's great news.
They said,
I love veggies.
You know, it seems, I do love veggies too.
They said the perfect amount is 3 vegetables and 2 fruits a day. And any more than that is overkill.
Which, I mean, come on, be honest. Barely anyone is eating that much.
Meanwhile, in unrelated news, Reese's just announced they're launching a new type of peanut butter cup that's all peanut butter, no chocolate.
What?
Wait a minute.
A peanut butter shell with peanut butter filling.
Ooh, yum.
Like eating a scoop of peanut butter that's been molded into a weird disc shape.
Oh, God, I love it.
18 times the recommended daily sugar intake.
So it's kind of like a huge Reese's Pieces. Because Reese's Pieces is all peanut butter.
Yeah, there's
just a hard shell on the outside.
Take away the hard shell.
No hard shell.
No hard shell, just peanut butter on peanut butter.
I understand. Yum. This sounds good. I have scoops of peanut butter almost daily, so this is perfect for me.
Yeah. It makes it hard to swallow thinking about it.
Yeah.
But look at that. Just found something you can eat after your 3 bites of salad.
Okay.
No more than 3, though.
Servings and bites are different, but okay.
And those new peanut butter cups are hitting stores next month if you want to grab those. I'm really hoping today's shot caller question is going to be food related.
Okay.
Since our minds are already there.
Yeah.
But it is time to get into it because we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shot caller last.
I got distracted.
Shocked Jose awake again.
I'm reading the text board right now. People texting and food stuff.
Okay, well, put the text board away.
Distracted. Yeah, I will. Okay. I got Jeffy... The hands on my clock say it's midnight.
Oh.
Debo!
I would think it would say it was 6:30, but that's okay.
Well, if it's going straight up, it's midnight, buddy.
All right, well.
6:30.
Yeah, because that's where it goes down.
That's where his hands
want to be. Okay, you guys can talk about this later.
All right. Like on the left side?
Okay, let's go. More of a 4 o'clock type of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shot caller question of the day.
Did you know that in every American city, town, and county, they have proper flag flying protocol for not only government, but for businesses too? One rule is that the U.S. flag must be displayed every day of the year, except for inclement weather days. The flag should be flown higher than any other in a show of honor. And finally, they say you can fly it only at daytime, then bring it down at dusk. However, Disneyland can legally get around that last rule for most of its 100 flags that are flown in each one of their parks. How do they do it?
I don't know if you realize this, but I'm kind of an expert on flags.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Let me tell you something. One, I was in charge of the flag in 6th grade. That was my job.
I didn't know
you
were by royalty.
Wow.
Two, my dad was a Marine, and he's very adamant about flag rules, okay?
Oh, okay.
I think and every day I learn a new weird club thing you were in.
Brooke isn't everything, dude. She's
I do know that you can actually fly the flag at night if it's illuminated.
Okay.
So if there's a light on it, you can leave it up, but the light has to be on it. If the flag is up at night and there's no light, then you have to take it down.
Well, so maybe they have lights.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is actually... pretty good, Brooke.
You were definitely the most popular girl in your school.
I don't know.
You're like, damn, you see how she handled that flag today?
I'm going to tell you, it was the year after I did Crossing Guard.
Uh-huh.
So, had that sexy orange reflector vest, too.
I'm imagining a giant flagpole at your parents' house with a big spotlight on it at all times of the day.
Okay.
But I mean, that wouldn't be something that would be just for Disneyland. I mean, that would be anywhere, right? I mean, maybe in Disneyland, what if they actually aren't flying the American flag?
That's what
I
was going to say.
What if in Disneyland they're flying like a flag that has 50 Mickey heads on it instead of stars?
That's what I was
going to
say.
And we just aren't close enough to see it to know that it's not an American flag.
Interesting. Yeah. Let's get the question one more time.
Somehow, Disney has figured out a way to ignore proper flag protocol with nearly every single American flag on the grounds of their parks. They do not have to lower flags to half-mast, nor do they have to take them down at night. Tell me how they legally figured out a way to avoid these regulations.
It can't be the flag then, Brooke.
Maybe they have more than 13 stripes on it.
Yeah, like it has to be altered somehow.
What if it's not an actual flag?
What would it be instead?
A digital 3D hologram of a flag.
Oh, man.
I liked what Brooke said earlier on about if it's illuminated, you're allowed to fly it all the time.
But they don't have to fly it at half mast, so that doesn't make sense.
That's a different thing.
You would still have to fly it at half mast.
That takes care of the night.
Yeah.
But what about like when there's a tragedy?
Like, it's like they're not following any of the flag rules.
Is Disneyland considered its own country?
That's what I'm saying, like the Vatican or something.
No. You would need a passport to get in there then.
Yeah.
Customs.
Declare your fruits and churros.
I got a DUI in 2008. Yeah. I can't go to Disney. Like, geez. All right.
I think the only thing that makes sense is that they don't use the actual American flag. It's an alternate version of the American flag.
If you pay close attention to the array of American flags on Main Street USA at Disneyland, you'll notice they are not in accordance with flag flying protocol, like most other flags at any other American business across the country. Mm-hmm. That's because Disney has figured out a clever way to become exempt from these laws. Upon first glance, one of their flags might look like the Star Spangled Banner, but if you look closely, Disney can avoid following flag code by having them with a missing stripe or star, essentially making them fake American flags.
So did we get it right?
That is right.
That feels so low.
Sorry,
I mean flag girl to the rescue over here.
Well, since we got it right, Jake's going to take the shock. And somebody wanted to hear the song Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Ooh. I can be a hero, baby.
Okay.
I can kiss away the
We all knew it was coming.
Oh, that's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.